Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad. Life in Zero Gravity. You know the vibes, tú sabes las vibras. Does anyone enjoy that open? Is it too much? I don't know. I think it's good to have some consistency because every show is a little different. You never know where it's going to go. Maybe it'll be a sad boy episode, be whining about New Jack or something. You never know. It was funny, though, because New Jack's favorite Spider-Man is Miguel O'Hara, right? Spider-Man 2099. Like, that's so fitting. I mean, in the movie, he's like he's the sad boy Mexican Spider-Man. It's like, how fitting is that for that to be New Jack's favorite? If New Jack listens, man, I hope he gets a laugh out of this. It just makes me laugh. Of course, if you don't know, New Jack is a Mexican sad boy. So there you go. Sad Boy Loco. There's a rapper named Sad Boy Loco, and it got me thinking of that. they stole his rap name if he was ever going to rap. He used to go by Nick OG when he started. He was trying to rap for like a couple months maybe. Then he got into the DJing and all that. Yeah. Interesting side note though for y'all. So I feel like I gotta get this off. I feel like women have been bad at deciding what they want to eat since Eve. Like, Eve was the last girl that knew what she wanted to eat, and maybe that's why it didn't go so well when she picked what to eat. You know, because you ask a girl, oh, what do you want to eat? Where do you want to go? And then they don't have any ideas, right? And then once you say some shit, oh, no, not that. That's how it always goes. Well, Eve, Adam said, oh, no, not that, not the apple. She still ate it. It didn't go well for Eve. So maybe that's why. Maybe as men, we just got to keep picking where to eat, what to eat. Maybe that's just how it is. I mean, it didn't go well for Eve. Eternally cursed, right? It's always some interesting stuff when they say that. As somebody, I mean, this is going to sound probably one of the most douchey things I can say, but I think of myself as being like spiritual, you know? That's never a good start to a sentence, right? Yeah, I'm kind of more spiritual. But honestly, like, I see the good in all the faiths, you know? Honestly. I can see the good, and they're very similar despite all the battling back and forth. It's like they're extremely similar. Like Islam, Christianity and Catholicism, I think are the same thing personally. It's kind of silly that there's even like a differentiation. It's the same thing. It's all the same characters and all that. It's like Sunnis and Shiites, right? They're all Muslims though. Like, it's kind of weird that we do that in with Christianity and Catholicism. Like, they're two different things. It's like, it's not really different, you know. I mean, the main differences with Catholicism is, like, there's more of, like, they got the confessions, you know. They like to show Jesus up on that cross a lot more, like, whereas Christians will just use the cross symbol. But Catholics, they'll put, like, Jesus bleeding out, you know, on the cross. Like, they go a little more graphic with it, right? I don't know why I'm even getting into this. But anyway, yeah. Eve. Why? Why you do that, Eve? Come on. I want to welcome everyone back from being gay. It's July now. No more gay month. Yes. So yeah, we're done with that. It was kind of funny. I was in Starbucks and I saw, like, it was July 1st, they still had, like, their stuff up, like, for Pride Month, and I was like, man, some Karen is gonna go in here and have a rampage that's still like, it's excuse me, it's not Pride Month anymore. Just going a rampage, you know. Who knows what that Karen might do. I gotta admit, that's one of the most entertaining things for me on YouTube, is just watching Karen's meltdown. Compilations of Karen's melting down. Because it's always like, your life is not that bad. Like, what is, it's fascinating. Why are you just absolutely losing it over something like this? Like, what is going on? It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. So yeah, welcome back. Pride is over. Now it's this is gay shame month. No, I'm just when's shame month? Are all the other months shame months? Is that what it is? No, I'm just playing. You know I have nothing against the gays. I just don't want them shoving it down my throat or shoving it down my kids' throats. Gotta just did not think those words through. That senator or whoever he was, some politician. I don't mind the gays. I just don't want them shoving it down my throat or shoving it down my kids' throats. Sorry, I got a little itchy. It's not that I'm wiping my nose or anything. See, no boogers or anything. I just got itchy right there. Like right there. And now it's like it's itching more. It's not helping to scratch it like that. I guess this, I was thinking of how to scratch it. This wouldn't be any better, right? Using the finger. This definitely looks like I'm picking my nose. I promise you I'm not. I promise. Not with the camera here. No, I don't really do that. So, no more of these, like, $100 or more dates, man. It's crazy. It's so expensive going on dates. Like, why? Like the math is baffling. I swear they're just like charging more when they see a girl or something. It's like, I swear, man. When I go out, it's like 15, 20 bucks, maybe slightly more at the most for just me. You know, why? How does this compute to where it's like $100 when I go out with a girl? What? Where did this come from? Or more? 100 is the low end, to be honest. I was just saying that like to make it like a. It's like it's at least. I know if I go out, I'm gonna spend at least 100, and it's just why? I guess not every girl's like that, but man, a lot of them, a lot of them. And I'm just like, why do we have to spend all? It's like we have to spend this for you to have a good time. You don't even eat any of it, you don't drink any of it, but we gotta spend this, or else it's like you're not gonna have a good time. Just weird. I don't know if it is it like a power thing. It's funny though, because I didn't have any of those days this week or really in weeks, but it was just a funny topic that I thought of, like, why do we do that? Why is that what dating is? Like, where we're just, you know, making it like, oh, you gotta spend 100, you gotta drop 100 just to get a date in, you know. So the Supreme Court is really putting the supreme in white supremacy lately, right? Speaking of outdated concepts, like, what are they doing? They get rid of affirmative action. They're just like rolling back all this stuff. It's like got rid of Roe v. Wade. It's like they're on an evil mission. Then they made it on the last day of Pride Month, they made it like legal to discriminate against LGBT, for businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus people. It's like that's just spite. That's straight spite. That had to be Clarence Thomas' idea. It had to be Clarence Thomas. I know it was Unc's idea. It was Unc's idea, most definitely. So yeah, we it's not looking good, and we're stuck with that court forever because a lot of them are young. I was looking at it, and it's like Trump got two youngins in there. They're gonna be there like 40 years, two of them. And they gave Obama such a hard time about picking a justice, and like Trump got two in there. What is going on? It's all bad. It's your fault, Ginsburg. Why'd you have to die? Why did you die, Ginsburg? Why did you do this to us? Now we're stuck this way. Someone should. Okay, but what someone needs to do is Photoshop the Supreme Court justices with Supreme drip on. You know? I think that's the only way to rectify this. Just put some drip on them. You know, the Supreme logo is just like red and white. Red blah, it's like a red rectangle with Supreme in white written on it. Yeah, you got to put that on the Supreme Court justices. They're not really the Supreme Court if they ain't bussing like that. That's what I would say. They're the cap court. Stupid. That was terrible. Anyway, is Kratos the ashiest motherfucker ever? Is he? Kratos from God of War. He needs lotion. You spend all this time. What if that's what the game is actually about? He spends all this time killing all these gods and all this stuff, and it's because no one will just give him lotion to get the ash off his skin. He's the ashy. I mean, he has to be one of the ashiest people. It's either him or that or Powder from that movie. Powder, one of the two of them. It's got to be. They got Ashy Larry beat, I think. Yeah, for sure. Kratos, the ashiest of all time. He's just extremely ashy. Literally has his wife and kids' ashes on his skin. Like, so I don't think he gets ashier than that. It's all bad. Okay, but Jasmine is here. First of all, Jasmine.
Hey.
Can you close the door?
What?
Number one, that's the first question. But I do have a serious question for you. That's why I wanted you to close the door. You're back. She's here. Astro!
Hey
Astro!
y'all, the party is here.
Astro! That's gonna be annoying. You wanna do some ear rape? That's gonna be terrible.
Sorry,
Anyway,
guys.
yeah, sorry guys.
Like, you signed up for this. You're the
You signed
person.
up for this.
You're the person
You
who.
subscribed to this.
Yeah, you're the person who literally.
You're the person
You're
who
the person.
literally.
Stop. I'm trying to actually say
I'm
something
trying.
funny.
Okay.
You're the person who
You.
literally clicked on this video
You
or
clicked.
podcast. So you should have magically been psychic this whole time. So don't get mad at us because of ear rape.
Yeah,
It's
don't
your
get mad
fault.
at
It's your
us.
fault for not being one in 8 billion chance of telling the future. So that's your fault.
Yeah, you ruined everything. Thanks a lot.
Bombastic side
Bombastic side eye.
eye.
But yeah. So I do have a serious question for you.
What?
You want some of that special sauce? You want some
Okay, no.
jasmine? I'd like some seared steak, some shrimp scampi, and some special sauce. Oh, no.
Sorry.
No. Not that. No.
You threw that at me?
Anyway.
How about I throw this fist at your face? Sorry.
She keeps doing this lately.
Lately, I've been doing it the whole month.
The whole summer. Well, yeah, this month just started, remember? So anyway.
Okay,
What was
sorry.
I actually gonna ask you?
Okay,
Oh,
so you wanted me
you
to
didn't
close
say
the.
if you wanted some of that special sauce. I'll take some seared and sauteed steak, and shrimp scampi, some of that special sauce.
Look, I have to deal with this every day, so.
That's what I'll take. Anyway, happy birthday, Lolo!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy
What was your
birthday!
favorite part of Lolo's birthday? Five, four, three.
I liked everything.
You didn't? What was your favorite?
Four,
It'd be
three,
so annoying if I just like counted down. Five, four.
I know, like literally every single second grader that you went to school with. Like literally, oh no, especially when you're at like the water fountain and then or drinking fountain, I don't know what you guys call it, but like when you're at the fountain that gives you water
When you're
so you
wet
can
and you're
drink.
wistful.
I don't understand.
When you're
All right,
wet
but
and you're
anyway,
wistful
but then
on the spigot.
stop, but it's like one, two, that's enough for you. It's,
Yeah.
stop. What does this accomplish?
Stop it, second
Like,
graders.
the only thing you're going to accomplish is getting your college degree at Burger King. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
BK.
Wait, no.
You rule this day. You rule. Anyway. Yes. So, how was your week?
Good. Was that important question? Was the important question some of that special sauce? Like, what do you need to ask me?
I was going to ask you if you want some of that special sauce. You want some of that special sauce?
Literally, my face is straight. There's no smiles.
Straight?
Stop.
Well, I'm glad your face is straight, because gay pride month's over, so straight month.
I don't know where he gets this from. I swear this is not scripted.
Goodbye, gays.
Stop.
See you later.
Stop.
See you in hell. Just kidding.
Stop. I swear. No, this is
just
literally none of my idea. Okay. No, but seriously, like, okay, judging from what you just said, I don't know if you support that, but I do.
People know I'm kidding. They know.
Okay. Why'd you have to do a Texas accent?
Because it just sounds more intolerant, right? It just sounds more racist and homophobic.
Yeah.
So I had to do it.
Alright.
How was your week? What were the highlights of your week?
Highlights of my week is my fist in your face. Just right now.
No, that's not a highlight of anything. No one likes that. Ever. Not really. What's like your favorite? What were your highlights? What was your favorite things you did?
Right hook.
That's my left. Do you have any favorites?
I liked everything.
So vague. What do I do with that? What am I supposed to do with that?
So Vegas.
Is Vegas the vaguest place in existence?
Sorry.
Pass me another beer.
Sorry, it's acting out. So Vegas.
What should we do in the upcoming
week? Oh no, I lost in 10 grand. Go fish? No! Sorry.
Damn, if you lost that type of money in Go Fish, like, you deserve that. Who's betting on Go Fish like that? Betting on war? Just totally random. I guess, I mean, people
get
bet on
a glorious eye full of my beautiful face.
Who closed this window? It's hot in here.
I closed the door.
Somebody closed the window.
Okay, so...
The door was for
sound
purposes.
Can you please tell me your important question?
That was it. I was just kidding. What? You didn't tell me what you want to do the upcoming week.
Call.
No. No. You didn't tell me what you want to do the upcoming week.
You asked me that?
Yeah.
I want your face to meet my fist.
Other than that, I know about that already.
See, even though I have to deal with him, he has to deal with me even more. So, I don't know why he's biting me. Okay. What happened? Is a zombie apocalypse here already?
Apocalypse? Bombastic side eye.
Correct me one more time, and my fist will correct your face.
Okay, seriously, you didn't say what you want to do. That's not a thing. We went out.
I want to have fun. I want to have fun.
Well, we'll have fun. I know we will. What's your favorite boba that you ever had? Like, overall, your favorite boba drink, I guess.
Can't choose that.
What are some of your top?
Are good.
What's some of your top picks?
Taro.
Taro? That's your favorite?
Taro. Thai tea at, like, don't know, it's just so unique. It's such a diverse flavor.
Such a diverse flavor.
Can you shush?
Okay, I'll let you answer. Okay, now you're just... This is dead air. Anyway,
wait, what'd you say?
I'm gonna teach you what dead air. No, you don't want it to be totally quiet on the radio.
Stop.
It doesn't sound good.
Stop.
Actually, it sounds like nothing. It's not good for radio.
Stop.
When you get quiet and make faces.
Only dead air in here is your riz. Sorry. Like, that's so cringe.
That doesn't even make sense.
Your riz is dead. You have no riz.
Doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Mm.
So those are your favorite bobas? From which place? Which place gave you the best bobas? Do you have a pick? Yeah, you're doing the exact same thing that I was talking
dead
about.
Dead air. It's not completely silent. Sorry.
Good times. Anyway, yeah. Which place
gave you... Yeah, my fist had good times meeting your face.
What place gave you the best bobas?
I don't know. I just like old bobas.
Okay, I'll just move on.
But, I like Berrylicious. I really liked the way that, or especially...
Do you not like it as much now?
The messy marble...
Okay, if you don't.
The messy marble one, like that one was really good. Cause
have you tried that since the new owner?
No.
Maybe we'll try it. See if you ready? Like it. Or you'll try it. I didn't really try it.
I'm going to end the call. Okay, end the call.
No. You can go if you want to. What do you?
Why'd you laugh at me?
Why do you want to get back on YouTube so badly? What makes you want to get back on there?
See, I'm going to change the way of my style a little bit. I'm going to post, like, I feel like I've just been doing trends. Like, I want to make my own style.
You do?
Yeah, speaking of which, let me tell you guys, like, what I have in mind, like, my idea for YouTube. So, basically, I'm going to, like, create a character for everyone, and then they're going to comment something that, like, should be with the character. Like... I don't know what an example would be, but it's like imperfections almost. But I want to create a drawing, like, to see how, like, even if you have all of those things, like, you're still beautiful. Like, beautiful doesn't mean like a perfect body and all of that stuff. Like, it doesn't mean the same thing for everybody. Like, it's not just looks. At least to me, I think it isn't.
I think so.
So I want to. You're right. I want to show everybody that, like. I know, because I'm like. Like, I really do mean this, because I sound like every other person when I say this, but, like. I want to show them that, like, their body, like. Like, literally, bodies can't be perfect. Like, literally, we were designed, like, we aren't supposed to be 100% perfect. Like, it's literally not possible.
Well, and that's all opinion, too.
Yeah. But, like, there's always going to be, like, something that makes you unique and, like, something that people recognize you for. Like, I don't know, if we were all the same, it just wouldn't be fun.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be the same, huh?
Yeah, like,
ironically.
We would just...
No, if we were all the same, we wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it would just get old, and, like, everything, like...
What?
I don't know.
It's okay.
Like, I'm trying to find something that. Oh, okay. So, I know you're probably gonna say something, but like, I think my legs are like small, like down here, but like I have a lot of muscle right here.
That's normal. That's how a lot of people's legs are.
Yeah, but like sometimes I think that there's too much muscle up here, and I would like to get rid of it. Like,
no, see, like, that's how legs are. Did someone say something about your legs or no?
No, that's just what I think. But like, I don't think of it as a bad thing. But like, that's just an example of like how our bodies aren't always perfect.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be like that.
That's true. Well, yeah, and the differences are what makes you too. If everybody's body was the same, then you wouldn't.
Yeah, like
stand out, you know.
Yeah, do you guys just see my birthmark? Like, it's really pretty. I mean, it's just like a circle or oval, but it's still pretty.
You want to show them?
Yeah. See, like, sometimes people even make fun of me for my birthmark being big. It's like.
What do they say about your birthmark?
They say that it looks weird in that, they say that it looks like drawn on or something. Like, why would you want to draw on a birthmark? Sorry, but like, what? Do they think I'm that bored that I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna draw on a birthmark?
Maybe they're just clout chasers and they would do something like that.
Yeah, maybe you were to draw a birthmark. Like, I don't know, but like, you guys, I just want everybody to understand that, like, when people keep telling things about your body, it's either that they're jealous or that, like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, they literally are taking their anger out on you, so you shouldn't take it personally. Because eventually, like, even if it's something small, like, it could lead up to something worse. And, like, it could, like, really bring you down. Because, like, it gets worse over time if you just ignore it. Or
if you let it, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you just, like, let people, like, push you around and stuff, then, like, eventually you're gonna start, like, taking their advice because, like, you don't stand up for yourself. And then that's how you end up feeling bad about your body.
Right.
And you want to change it.
Well, then you shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah, like, you're not supposed to be that way because, like, the world, like, some people, they're just gonna do that. I've had my fair share of people.
They're just always upset. Some people are just always mad. Just mad at the world.
Sorry.
Somebody. You have someone in mind.
Yeah. No.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
I know who you mean, though.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, but, like, I just want to let you guys know that, like, please. Just because of one person, or maybe it's, like, a lot of people, but, like, it's because Maybe they want something of yours that they don't have. Like, just don't take it personally. Because 90% of the time, it's not because of you. It's because of themselves or something that's happening.
Yeah.
Because some people, they just like to take their anger out on other people. I take my anger out. Oh, my stuffed animals. I'm sorry.
That's the way to do it.
Sorry.
Beat the stuffing out of them.
No. Show the stuffed animal. It's just like, I don't want to see her. All right.
It'd be like that sometimes. Like,
just don't do it on people because, like, I know sometimes, like,
it's 11:11. I'll make a wish. But anyway, continue. You can continue.
Sorry. Okay. So, basically, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, they bully people because, like, they're upset, but they don't realize, like, even if it's, like, something small, like, they don't realize how much it could hurt that person. So they keep on doing it because, like, if you don't stand up for yourself, then they're gonna, like, keep doing it and, like, see how much you could take. Because, like, I think some people, like, they forget that other people have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they take all their anger out, but, like, at the end of the day, like, they don't know what's going on. Like, they most likely don't know a lot about that person, so they're just, like, bullying people, and, like, it really, like, hurts, you know? Like, usually I don't care about it, but just, like, people saying that, like...
Yeah, well, part of it, I mean, you give it the power, though. Like, it's up to you to decide how much it means to you.
Yeah, because I try to, like, go away from it, because I should really take my own advice. Okay, so...
A lot of people don't take their own advice.
Yeah, but that saying, like, it's so annoying. It's like one time, there was this kid, I was like, excuse me, and then they're like, take your own advice. I'm like, what?
Take your own advice.
I
That's weird.
Like, it's so annoying, because, like, one time, like, I was saying, like, oh, do you mind if I pass through here? I gotta go to lunch with my class, and then they're like, take your own advice.
Take your own advice.
Dude, take your own advice.
That's rude, huh?
Yeah, but, like, honestly, bullying is something in this world that we could do without.
Let's beat up all the bullies. Right?
Then you'd be bullied.
I know. I was just kidding. Beat the stuffing out of all the bullies. Like this guy.
This kid.
You next.
No. Okay. Yeah, but I just want to... I want to make a difference.
I want to make a change.
Sorry, that's like every single movie ever. I want to make a difference in the world.
Bro, want to make a difference.
I want to be unique. Honestly, being unique is so unoriginal, bro. No, just kidding.
Repeat after me.
Just kidding.
I promise to be different.
I promise to be different.
I promise to be unique.
I promise to be unique.
I promise not to repeat things other people say.
I promise to do the exact opposite of what
you told me to do. That was on the Gorillaz album. I thought you would think that was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's your best YouTube video? Which one do you feel like you had the most riz on?
There is this one, and it's actually, like, this trend, and it's like, actual, like, it's a Riz trend. So, basically, you hold your hand to the face, and it says, Sin City Wasn't.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
The Riz
one. I don't know if you guys have heard that before, but... That's
before you knew what Riz was.
Yeah.
You had Riz before you
could. Do you guys even know what Riz is? Like, I'll give you, like, 5 seconds to literally just think about what it means if you don't know.
What is Riz?
Just keep staring at my beautiful
face.
What should I call
this episode? Should I call it Eve Knew What to Eat? Eve Be Eaten? Or just Riz? What do you think?
How did I scare you? April Fools. Oh, wait. April was 2 months ago.
What do you think? What should I call it?
Wait, it's 3 months ago.
What should I call it?
I don't know. Just say the Rizzler.
Should I call it Riz? The Rizzler?
The Rizzler.
Should I call the episode that?
I don't know.
You tell me. Your choice.
I love you guys.
So what's your least favorite video?
Least favorite video. I probably deleted it.
The one you liked the least?
Yeah.
Are you cringe? Do you feel like you're cringe?
Don't get me started. Okay, so it was like this Among Us edit, because it was really popular back in my day. I was like back in my days, I'm literally 10. Alright. So, basically, like, I tried to make this Among Us edit, and it was, like, a color by number, and then it was, like, a time-lapse of me doing it. And then it had, like, the Among Us trap music on it. And then, like it had like this effect that made it like to the song. So it's like ding 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 ding. Like that. It was so cringe. And people kept like cringe, very cringe. It's like, bro, cringe is literally cringe. Like when you're saying that, it's like, bro, cringe, cringe. Like, do you realize how cringe that sounds? And I know I'm about to sound real cringe right now, but like,
people cringe at everything.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Never judge a book by its cover.
So you feel like you're a little cringe, or you're like, nah, I ain't cringe. Oh my gosh. I keep it real in these streets.
But cringe is literally my middle name. It's not. It's a saying.
Why are you so cringe?
You're my dad.
Oh.
Sorry. I didn't mean that.
I didn't say, why do you have so much riz? I think you heard the pressure.
Bro, one time,
maybe I'll call it riz versus cringe.
So, you're on the cringe. Okay.
The cringe spectrum.
Cringe. Ooh, I had this crick in my neck since forever ago.
And cringe riz. What about that?
Charisma.
Cringe Riz. Yeah, I'm like formulating names. What were you saying?
Cringe.
What were you saying before that?
Can I try your drink?
No, not now.
You bullied me.
I'm not bullying you.
You talked about how not to bully people. Now you're bullying me.
No, I don't want you to get distracted. You're already distracted enough. That's why.
It's your fault.
I did nothing. I regret nothing.
I knew it. See?
I did nothing. I regret nothing.
Wait, can we play this game? It's like, okay, pick a color. And it's like 3, 2, 1, blue. Now you can say blue at the same time, then we're twins. Ready?
Okay.
Think of a flower. 3, 2, 1. Hibiscus.
Sunflower.
Oh, we did both of song names.
Uh-huh.
So it's technically the same. Honey, it was ruined when she bought it.
Hunty.
Okay.
Yes. Happy straight month.
What?
Try not to be gay challenge.
See, look, I literally did not tell him to say anything in this video, okay?
Sorry. Or
video podcast, I don't know. Godcast. Okay, yeah, but anyways, what are you saying?
Try not to be straight challenge.
You win. No, just kidding.
They won. So what mean things did the haters say on YouTube?
I mean, it's just like really basic stuff. Like, you're ugly, cringe. Like, it's like stuff that like really like it's stuff that I shouldn't get mad over, but it's so annoying that it is angering. Is that a word? Frustrating is the word, because it's like, why do you comment on the video? Like, you're literally making my video more popular by commenting on it. So if you hate me that much, then you're making me popular, so like, just don't comment.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Wouldn't hurt to leave a like. No, I'm just kidding. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm literally cringe. Like, if you watch my videos, then get some bleach. Because you're gonna need it.
You're gonna need it, hunty.
Hunty. Hunty. Just hunty. Playing. Hunty.
Hunty. Anyway.
Anyway.
So you don't let those haters bother you, right? There's always going to be some.
Honestly, I'm the one bothering them by not replying.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
It's like, I want to get a reaction out of you.
Don't bother replying. That's what they want.
Yeah.
So don't bother.
Like, honestly.
F them kids. I just want. Well, literally, though. It is kids.
Oh yeah, there was like this one 6-year-old. He was like
a 6-year-old. You got a 6-year-old hater?
No, because I looked at his page and it was literally like him playing Fortnite. Then he's like, "No more Fortnite." It's like, how are you gonna call me Crunch?
That's what he said.
I'm sorry.
You can't play Fortnite anymore. No. Why is a 6-year-old making videos on YouTube?
I don't know.
It's for 10-year-olds.
But apparently. No. Honestly, I should probably just go on YouTube Kids, but you can't create anything on YouTube Kids.
Lame.
I'm a tween, okay? Ooh. Donkey Kong really likes my hair.
That's Diddy Kong.
Oh, oops. Diddy Kong. Sorry. Oh, wait. Oops. You didn't hear anything. I said pity something. I don't know.
So at this point, who is your favorite YouTuber? What'd you say?
Me. You. Everybody. Cuckoos.
Were your favorites?
No.
Your
I like Mr. Beast. No, just kidding.
If you like Mr. Beast, that's okay.
Avocado sponsor me.
Is he your fave?
He's not my favorite, but I do enjoy his videos. Hope he's not watching this right now.
If he likes it, if you like him, you like him.
No, just kidding. There's this one girl, she like does these makeup looks, but it's like not just your average makeup. Like she does like actual characters. Like she does this crazy makeup.
That's cool. That sounds fun. I think I've seen it. Right? You watched her before?
Yeah, does she have like pink and purple hair?
I think so.
Yeah, sometimes she does, but
she probably changes it a lot if it's that type of person. So, who's your least favorite YouTuber?
Oh, never mind. I don't know if you heard of him, but PacGod, bro, he's so funny.
He's your least favorite? Your favorite?
No, he's one of my favorites.
Oh.
Roast battles on Discord, I think. Like, it's really funny.
You like the roast battles?
Yeah.
Roast battle. Oops, sorry, audience. This is great audio, I know. She thinks it's funny to ruin the show.
But it was ruined when I wasn't in here.
It was ruined as soon as you came.
Ew, your face is ruined because of my right hook.
Sorry, nonsense.
Nonsense.
The little right hook can't ruin my face.
It's already ruined. Ah! No,
too
just
pretty.
Kidding. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I mean, I did. Sorry, guys.
It's never been ruined. Anyway.
But your rizz is.
Your rizz. At least I have rizz.
Bro, you got no rizz. Do you see this? Do you see it?
Bro ain't got no rizz.
No.
Sis ain't got no rizz.
This is 20.
Anyway. I'll move on. This is kind of dragging a bit. Anyway.
Dragging a bit.
Guess what? This is on YouTube. Did you realize that?
Sponsor me.
Did you know that? Did you actually know that these are on YouTube?
No, I thought it was on, like, Spotify.
It's on both. But that's kind of funny because you've been on YouTube this whole time.
Oh. Sponsor me.
Oops. Don't sponsor her.
Ew.
Just kidding.
That is so disrespectful right now.
Not with this attitude.
Do you like that attitude?
Definitely not.
Do you like my right hook's attitude?
No, why would I like that? Why would I like getting hit in the face? Why? Anyway.
You've been blessed by my right hook.
How did you first get into YouTube? Do you remember? What got you into it? There had to be something, like...
It's from watching other YouTubers.
But I'm saying, like, how did you even get on there in the first place?
Who asked my mom if I could download it, and I asked you if I could use it.
But how did you hear about it? That's what I'm saying. Like, what made you want to even try YouTube?
First time I think I was like maybe 4 when I heard of YouTube. I watched YouTube for a while.
But how? Or you might not remember.
Look. On my iPad. Look.
Don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
She's trying to ruin the audio again. I was trying to figure out how you started watching YouTube, but I don't think we're going to get that. That's my... I was just curious, like, if you remembered, like, your first memory of being on YouTube, I guess.
Like, actually making videos?
Or just watching it, really.
Watching it, I was like...
I know you wanted to make videos for a long time, and then you finally did.
There's this one YouTuber, I think her name was, like, Cookie something. Don't Cookies, sponsor me.
Cookie Swirl C? Cookie yeah. Swirl C!
Stop. Can you do Krusty laugh after, though? See, you could do Krusty laugh. If you don't know who Krusty is, it's like this clown.
Your laugh is Krusty. How about that? Give me my crusty. Right hook.
Right hook? You've got no right hook.
I got a super right hook.
Super right hook.
Anyway, I'm just playing around. What else do you want to do this summer?
I want to go to Oceanside.
We will, I think.
Ew, dogs.
What's wrong with dogs? My feet?
Yeah.
She's all against feet now. It's weird. My feet are fine. There's nothing wrong with my feet.
No, get that off the screen. People are going to unsubscribe. Stop. Nobody wants to see your dogs.
See my dog?
It's disgusting. Show Leroy. It's really not.
My feet are clean.
I don't know that.
Yeah, they are. They're always clean.
Well, like, I don't even like my own feet, so...
I'm just saying. Obviously not. It's just funny because, like, I went through 10 years of you not even talking about feet to now you're, like, disgusted by feet. It's just interesting.
Eats Mike.
Something must have happened.
Nothing happened. I literally just, like, looked at my feet and I'm like, ew, I walk on these every day.
That's odd.
Odd.
So what else you want to do this summer?
A bit odd, I do.
All right, blowing past that, I guess, whatever.
Wait, no, I like Oceanside.
Oceanside, yeah. Got that. Okay, what are you most afraid of?
Being alone.
Really? How come?
Because I'm just scared.
I thought you might say spiders.
I was going to say that. To get some laughs, but I want to be serious because that's a very rare occasion.
What are you afraid? Why are you afraid of being alone? Do you think you will be alone? What's wrong?
Music intensifies.
Seriously, what? That, I'm surprised you said that, but I'm just curious why. It's a
favorite scary movie. No, just kidding. All right. I don't know, I just like being around people, and to not be around people is just kind of scary.
Well, it's nice that you like to be around people. A lot of people don't, for some reason.
Introverts. No, I'm sorry, I respect y'all.
What'd you say?
That's it. Dang, introverts.
Introverts?
No, I don't mean it. Okay, that's a joke.
Are you introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
You think so?
Well, on certain days, I just don't want to talk to anybody because...
I think everybody has days like that.
Yeah, but more extrovert. Can you tell me what that means again?
It's kind of hard to explain, I guess.
You like people?
Kind of. It's more just like...
I like the humans.
I guess that's part of it. Yeah, liking people. But it's like, I guess an introvert keeps to themselves. An extrovert, like, likes to be out talking to people, like, social with people.
Oh, I like social.
I think you probably are more of an extrovert. It's funny to think of, though. I wonder if your mom's more of an introvert or extrovert, what she would say she is.
I think she likes to be in jobs where she is like talking to people, communicating with them. So probably extrovert.
Yeah, I could go either way, I guess. I think she probably is more of a, I don't know, because she doesn't really like people either, so.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
a.
She says that she likes a job where she can talk to people socially. I feel like talking is social, so.
Interesting. But doesn't she work
But
from home a lot?
yeah, well, it's mostly because of the baby. Like, she has to take care when her mom can't take care of. But
Are you tired? Sleepy?
tired of your Rizzless.
You're
No,
Rizless.
just
I
kidding.
have all the Riz. I took all the Riz. When you were born, like, I already had all the Riz, and there was nothing left to give you.
Bruh. Well, that means they're obviously
Rizless.
no. Okay, so if I'm like, let's say at least 50% of you, then there must have not been that much Riz since none of it
No,
got to
it just
me.
all kept it all. I kept it all for myself selfishly. I was like, no, I'm not gonna give her any of my Riz.
Wow,
I was gonna let her be
how dare you?
Rizless
Like literally,
AF.
how?
I said AF, I didn't curse.
It's the initials of a bad word.
No, it means almost always fiery.
What? No, it means as. Okay.
As fiery. Or anywhere. What are you
Anyway.
best at? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Giving you right hooks.
Other than that,
Okay.
those right hooks are weak.
Yeah, you close your eyes knowing what's about to happen. Sorry. I think I'm pretty good at
Good at what? What do you think you're good at?
Sour Patch Popcorn Ariel. All right.
What are you worst at?
Having no Riz.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. I'm probably worst at nothing because I'm amazing.
What's the number one thing you want to do? Like, if you could do anything, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Create clothes.
That's the okay. Why do you want to create
Demolish
clothes?
all spiders on the universe.
Why do you want to create clothes?
Because, like, it doesn't even have to be clothes. I just want to do fashion.
Well, you should. If you want to do it, you can. You just gotta work hard in school.
I do. I will. Why did I say I
You
do?
do and you will.
I do. I will. I kill. Slay.
Any other like top things you want to
I want to get my own dog, and I want to have children, and I want to be back on YouTube.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you do. How many children do you want?
See, I would like to have more than one because I don't want my child to be lonely. Because, like, I know sometimes they're going to get to that age where they don't really like me as much.
It could happen.
So I want them to have like a sibling that or like I just want them to have someone else that they can talk to if it isn't always gonna be me, because I know it's not always gonna be me, because like they might feel more comfortable around their friends, because like I'm the one that can get them in trouble, but I'll try not to. Like I want to be like I don't want to immediately get my kids in trouble if they do something bad. Like I want them to explain from their side and why they did it and like.
That's fair.
Like, I want them. Like, if I get them in trouble, like, I want to explain, like, how they could fix that, or, like, I just don't want to immediately get them in trouble and start yelling at them, because I feel like it's gonna not really build our trust, you know what I mean? Like, if all you do is scream and yell at your kids, and, like, they're gonna want to talk to you less, because they feel like they're always gonna get in trouble. No. Yeah, like, I feel like, I just want my kids to explain, like.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I know that they did wrong, but I just don't want them to feel uncomfortable when talking to me.
That's nice.
I want them to
feel. That's how, like, it should be.
Yeah, I want them to feel like they can talk to me, but, like, it doesn't have to be, like, whenever, because I know, like. Like, sometimes they can talk to their friends about stuff that maybe they don't feel comfortable talking to me or anything. I don't know. But, like, I don't want
them. That's what I try to do with you.
Yeah, I don't want them to be scared of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's just. I want them to love me.
Love me! I'm sure they'll love you. So, what's your favorite part of life?
The life part. Oh, just kidding. I don't know. I just like everything about it. Almost everything.
That works.
Almost.
What do you not like? What does that face mean?
Don't like bullies. Or spiders, or bugs that look scary and or are annoying and or can sting or bite.
That's fair.
What else do I not like?
Honestly, most of those bugs can't do anything to you, though.
Yeah, it's just like.
Like, they can't really even hurt you.
I don't know, but, like, cockroaches, like, they're nasty.
But they can't really do anything to you.
I know, but they just look nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you pay rent or something? Because, like, you do not have permission to be in this room if you literally just could be.
So how many Zeus slaps would you rate Muya out of 11?
Okay, that place is really good, okay? Now, this might be a very high rating, but that is a solid 9.
That's really good. I'm glad you like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like it's kind of expensive there. Like, I was looking at the prices, and it's like $8 for this single cheeseburger.
Just for one burger, yeah, it's pretty expensive. But it's okay. That it was still like $20 even with that coupon for like buy one get one. It's crazy.
See, like it's just expensive. So that's why I didn't give it a higher rating.
That's so fair. That's not part of the rating. So I guess that's it. Unless you have any questions for me.
Do you like my right hook?
No. But thank you for coming on with me.
You're welcome. Eat, Mike.
I have a few more things to do. But it should be quick. Let's see what we got here. Let me see. KZ Almost Sports. I did the annoying ear thing again.
I knew it.
Yep. Okay. So, within the sports world. The Lakers retain almost everyone. I was happy they got Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura back. That was a great thing. And nobody was like overpaid for, really. Maybe Gabe Vincent, but I think it'll be good. So it's a good deal. We are going to sleep soon, so actually you might as well stay. Or you could brush your teeth. Yeah, go ahead. Smart. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. I want to see Dame in Miami. I think that'd be cool. The Suns are more of a threat than they were. They got Bradley Beal now. I don't know if I discussed that in a previous episode, but it's just like they just keep adding players. Like, their owner does not care about being over the luxury tax and all that. I think they're just going all in to win, you know. So we'll see if it works. They are a real threat, though. They're going to be in the way. And the Nuggets, I don't think the Nuggets got any better. If anything, they got a little worse. I think the Nuggets are more likely to be a one-and-done team than they are, like, this dynasty that people keep talking about. But that's just me. Right before I started recording this, I saw a ridiculous argument somebody made that Joel Embiid would lock up Prime Shaq on the defensive end. And I just thought that was absolutely insane. I feel like Joel Embiid would get hurt trying to do that to Shaq. He'd get demolished, you know. So I can't imagine it. People are just underrating exactly what Shaq was. It's crazy to see people say that too, that they pick Joel Embiid, who doesn't seem like the toughest guy in the world. You're going to have him fight Shaq. It just doesn't make any sense. But yeah. What else do I want to get into? The Dodgers are doing all right. Not too much to talk about. They lost a series to the Royals, which is not great. I mean, it's a bad team, but it happens. And they'll bounce back, I'm sure. Kaepernick is still... He's still getting blackballed by the league. Still won't get let back in. It's crazy. Like, he deserves so much better than that. So hopefully he can find peace. And that'll do it for KZRL's boards. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. I'm living for the eternal rise, spitting fire with my infernal eyes. You better learn, ho, I school you easily. All my life, I only knew to be a G. I'm big stepping on a Mario style. They can't front on me, power up. We party so wild. Ladies love me cause I pack this heat, while the boys give them the wackest meat. I go all night without infinite riz. I go all night with the infinite riz. I swerve them till it's endless benefit glizz. I'm too complex, normies can't make sense of it. If earth is our kingdom, watch the zen. At the sense of it, watch the zen of in it. I'm intergalactic, but I stay grounded. Drop songs no matter how many claim they sounded. Don't doubt yourself, don't be a weakling. Everybody must consider me the street king. The champ of all the extraterrestrials, still spitting, waking celestials. Turning opponents into vegetables. My ink's credible. I'm incredible. And that'll do it for Book of Grav. Thank you so much, everybody that came out to enjoy this episode. I hope I did right by you. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next week, this is KZRO. Forever, one love, much peace, and all that.